Welcome to a glorious edition of the Wrestling is Everything is Wrestling podcast. It's been so long since we have been here. We've been podcasting on the channel quite a bit, but we haven't done a wrestling podcast in, oh my gosh, probably in months, as the good fellas line would say, in months. I'm Brian Kluger, and I am joined by the amazing, you know her, she is truly one of a kind. She loves all things cool. She's into wrestling. She's into CrossFit. She loves sci-fi movies and all things Buffy, zombies. She's just like, she's a badass. Her name is Angie, and she hails from San Marcos, Texas, which is south of San. It's in between
south of Austin, north of San Antonio.
Yeah, right in the center there. And we're going to do a wrestling podcast today. We have tons to talk about. We're going to talk about the Royal Rumble coming up in a few weeks. Who's going to enter? Who might be surprises? We're also going to talk about the 25th anniversary of Raw that's coming up at the Old School New York Arena. Tons of people will be there. But before we get all to that, I just want to say, how are you, Angie? Angie, it's been so long. How are you doing? How are your holidays?
My holidays were amazing. I had a great time with family, and I am just generally doing amazing. Just gotta say.
That's good. So the last time I saw you, we were in Dallas, and there was a bunch of us that went to a WWE event. Was that a pay-per-view?
It was a pay-per-view, and I lost my voice the very first match.
That was super. That was awesome. That was a lot.
I didn't like the way the match ended, though. I mean, Seth losing to Bray, what kind of BS is that?
That was Seth losing to Bray. That was the ambulance match, too, right? That was the one with Brock Lesnar.
The ambulance match was there. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's right. And then that was Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And Braun versus Roman in the ambulance match. That was insane. That was awesome.
That was cool. So, yeah, that was the last time we saw each other. That was the last time we experienced wrestling live together. Hopefully, yep, there will be many more times for that. But recently, if for those of you who don't know who what Angie's been doing for the last year or more, Angie's gotten really into CrossFit and healthy living. So that long. So she is like as strong as Brock Lesnar now. She like competes in all sorts of CrossFit stuff. But if you've known Angie and you've heard her on the podcast, basically her life consists of CrossFit and Seth Rollins.
That's a very accurate description.
And that's basically it. But
they say as I drink tea out of my Seth Rollins coffee mug.
There you go. So I think Angie has a pretty crazy story that happened recently that maybe involved both things she lives for. So Angie, what happened?
Well, Survivor Series weekend, WWE was in Houston, and a couple months before that, Seth put on his Instagram that the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy was basically going to take over a CrossFit gym on November 17th, which just happened to be the Friday before Survivor Series. But he never said he was going to be there. He was all like, you never know who's going to show up. I'm like, all right, Seth, we understand how this works. Survivor Series weekend, whatever. Anyway, so I registered. I'm all like, I'm going to do this. Whether he's there or not, I'm going to do it. Because it was just going to be an amazing experience with the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy in general. You know, that's Seth-oriented. And also, for those of you who may not have listened, the whole reason I even know what CrossFit is because of Seth Rollins. CrossFit saved my life. I have transformed myself from very unhealthy and sedentary to CrossFit nut.
How did you transform yourself?
Well, I used to be almost 500 pounds, and now I'm not. I have lost, how much does Roman Reigns weigh? Like, 265?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I have lost a Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God. Dude, that is amazing.
Put it like that.
Standing ovation here. Standing ovation. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I credit CrossFit with saving my life. Therefore, because I know about it through Seth Rollins, Seth Rollins saved my life. So there's a reason I'm so Seth Rollins crazy, guys. It's not just because I'm a crazy fangirl, even though I'm a crazy fangirl.
And she's not lying, because I can see Angie at her place doing this podcast, and in the background I could spot at least two or three Seth Rollins things in the background.
I can show, like, I've got three different autographs. I'm not even counting the one that is tattooed on my wrist.
That's dedication, folks. She got Seth Rollins to sign her actual skin, and then she got a tattooed over.
No. Wait. He didn't actually do that. They wouldn't let him do it. I got to meet him at WrestleMania 32 for the first time, and that was an amazing experience. All 20 seconds of it. Definitely worth the money I spent to get the VIP. But they wouldn't let him sign. So what he did was he took one of the promotional pictures and flipped it on the back. And he's like, this will be about big enough for your tattoo. Signed the white part of the back of the promotional picture and handed it to me. And this is after I've already had him sign something else, which is what you paid for. So he gave me his autograph to get tattooed specifically.
And now it's immortalized on you.
Yes. And he wasn't even freaked out by it when I showed... Oh, hey, I almost got ahead of myself. Sorry, guys. Okay, long story short, Seth Rollins was at this CrossFit Black and Brave Fitness Summit, and I got to work out with Seth Rollins, not once, but twice. The first one... was the one we paid for, you know, me and seven other people. I mean, it was a really small group, and all of us got to spend 2.5 hours with Seth and his personal CrossFit coach, Joshie G. I don't know how to pronounce Josh's name. Sorry, Josh, if you hear this. Love ya. Josh was the one who was overseeing everything, and Seth was working out with us. And, you know, it was really cool because I got to just hang out with Seth like he was one of just not celebrity, you know, if that makes any sense at all. If you didn't know he was famous and you walked in there that night, you would not have known he was famous. That's how mellow and awesome he is.
Yeah, he seems like a down-to-earth guy and just... Like, you know, he does what he does, and he succeeds at pretty much, I think, everything he does.
He's rocking it. And let's put it this way. Coolest moment of that night, and there were some pretty amazing moments, like being less than 10 feet away, throwing barbells over my head, looking at Seth Rollins, okay? That's a pretty awesome experience. But the two moments that came up was... when Seth Rollins helped me load my barbell for the workout. And the second part was in the second workout, because we got offered to work out with him and Josh in this Holiday Open that they were a part of. And of course, most of us were like, well, all right, we'll work out again with you. How often are we going to get the chance to work out with Seth Rollins? And I had 95 pounds on my bar. I know that doesn't... Okay, that might sound like a lot, but that doesn't sound like a lot to me. And the workout started with 30 deadlifts. And deadlift is basically you're picking a heavy object off the ground and standing up with it. That's a very simplified version of what that is. And then there were other movements, and then we had... power cleans. We had 20 of those. And anyway, long story short, Seth Rollins looked at my bar and he asked Josh, what are we going to scale her weight down to? Like I said, I had 95 pounds on my bar. Josh looks at my bar. He goes, nah, she can do it. And so I did it. So I got to impress Seth Rollins with how much weight I got to lift in that one workout.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you inspired your hero.
Well, you know, yeah. And when I wrote about it on, because I have my own Instagram, if you want to follow me, it's @AngieFaye, AngieFaye. That's my Insta. You can also find me Facebook that way. I wrote about it and said what an amazing experience it was, how down to earth he was, how cool he was. And then I tagged him in it, him and Josh both. And Seth Rollins not only liked it, but he commented on that post and he called me the best. So Seth Rollins says I'm the best. How can anybody else argue with that? So, gotcha.
That is pretty badass. And I'm sure he was like, did he talk to you about, like, this, your story, like, you know, mm-hmm. losing all this
oh,
weight
he
and stuff?
Knew who I was.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm sure not when I walked in, he didn't know. I'm sure it had to come back to him because I was actually featured in the CrossFit Journal one weekend. And I, again, in the interview, I got to, or I credited him with how I even knew what CrossFit was. And I knew that he had seen that article because he liked that Instagram photo. And again, fangirled the entire one. It's like, sure, share my story with thousands of people, but Seth Rollins saw it. That's the one that matters. Not that everybody else doesn't matter. I'm sorry, guys. You all matter. I hope y'all understand it's a fangirl talking.
hashtag all wrestlers matter.
Yes, all
wrestler lives matter.
All lives matter. Okay. But no. And so, like I said, you know, but Josh, his coach, didn't really know my story that well, but he had heard about it like that week before, because, you know, I wrote how somehow Josh knew, because when I walked in, he's like, hey, you're that girl who lost a lot of weight. I'm like, yeah, that's totally me. And then at the end of the night, I showed Josh a before picture of me, and he took my phone. He's all like, hey, Seth, look at this. Seth looks at it. He goes, yeah, I know her. I've been following her for years. And I'm all like, had to do my best not to faint right there. I'm like, what? So he had an idea of who I was after a while, I would assume. So yeah, that was probably just, he is so amazing. And what I love most about him is he's using his platform and his ability to reach people to help educate them about fitness or even expose them to something like CrossFit. I mean, it doesn't have to be CrossFit, just as long as you, like, get out and move. And that's what he's about, is helping people discover a healthier lifestyle. And, you know, love wrestling fans, but we typically don't have the best of lifestyle.
Right, right. Can attest to that.
So he
I need some Seth Rollins help.
Yeah, he's using his powers for good.
Yeah, there you go. He's not gone to the dark side.
No.
He's a true Jedi, CrossFit wrestling Jedi.
Yeah, he's my Jedi master.
And you're the Padawan. That's awesome. That's such a cool story. And I hope, like, you get to see him, because you've already met him, but, like, hopefully you get to see or, like, at least work with him again or work out with him.
That would be amazing. I would definitely love to work out with him again. He is a beast. Just, like, watching him in the ring, he does amazing things. But as a CrossFitter, CrossFitters, when we work out together, we are literally going through a traumatic experience. And so, because those workouts, they are brutal. And they say that going through a traumatic experience creates a bond between people who share it. And I think that's one of the reasons why the CrossFit community is so tight, is because we all have that experience. Yeah. And to be able to share the CrossFit side of things with Seth and be with him, meet him on a level, because I would never be able to meet him as a professional wrestler. He is way above just everybody in my mind. And I'm not going to back down from that. And, but to meet him as one CrossFitter to another, that takes the cake of everything.
That's awesome.
And so I would love to do that again.
That's awesome. That's cool. Very cool. That's a excellent, excellent fucking story. I like hearing it. I'm glad you got to do it. I hope you get to do it again. And yes, we do both love Seth Rollins on this show. Wrestling is everything is wrestling. And yeah, Angie, that's pretty badass. But we have more to talk about today.
We do.
So before we get into some WWE stuff, I have to mention that our next wrestling podcast, hopefully very soon, tonight starts New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom. One of the main events will be Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho. It's going to be insane. That starts tonight, actually. I mean, it's...
What time?
Well, since it's in Japan, I would imagine, I think 11 p.m. starts here, or maybe 1 a.m. starts here, and then at 4 a.m. the main events probably will happen.
I'll set an alarm.
Yeah, so if you have access to New Japan Pro Wrestling, highly recommend it. If you don't and you have cable and have the channel Access, AXS TV, on January 6th, they are going to rerun 3 hours of the biggest matches for the night. Highly recommended. New Japan Pro Wrestling is probably one of the best wrestling promotions ever, right alongside WWE. But yes, it's going to be super cool. But let's get to WWE. There's two big events coming up, WWE, in January. The first one, before we get to the Rumble, we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble a lot. But before that, it has been 25 years. 25 years! Since Monday Night Raw started. That 25 years ago, Monday Night Raw debuted on TV, and 25 years later, it's still going strong and is probably, I think, still the top-rated cable show.
Longest-running episodic TV show in TV history, I think, is what Michael Cole says all the freaking time.
Yeah, and usually, if you ever checked ratings or Nielsen ratings, it's like the top-rated, like, a cable show on a cable network, not like prime time, but like cable radio network every week. So when Monday Night Raw debuted 25 years ago in New York, they are going back to that same arena, not Madison Square Garden, but the smaller arena. And supposedly they're bringing back a lot of people. They're going to bring back Undertaker, Kevin Nash, and it's rumored that Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock will show up. So you've got to think. So, like, not this past Monday, but two Mondays ago, Monday Night Raw was in Miami. It was the first Raw of the year. And usually when you have a live event, televised event for WWE in Miami, who shows up?
The Rock.
Exactly. He didn't show up. He did not show up, which is weird because he's promoting Jumanji too, his movie Jumanji. So I'm willing to bet that they're saving him for this Monday Night Raw anniversary, 25th anniversary.
Well, that would definitely make more sense. Why, you know, jump the gun on a Rock showing?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, sure, it's Miami, awesome. And he did get a lot of chants, though. There were a lot of Rocky chants.
No, of course. Well, it's Miami. You know, a lot of people thought he was going to come out when Elias was singing because he did say something about
that.
That would
have been perfect.
It would have been awesome.
Rock had his rock concerts.
Yeah.
they should have a battle of the bands.
They totally should. It would be so cool. Oh,
watch that happen on Monday. You watch it. If it happens, I called it, guys.
That's so funny. So with this show, because it's going to be a different kind of show, I guess they're going to probably do like a retrospective, but also have matches and have tons of people come out. And it was confirmed that Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler are booked to be on Raw, perhaps commentating something, which is badass.
Well, they are in Memphis, which is the home of Jerry Lawler.
That is true. And, of course, Jim Ross, if you want to hear Jim Ross commentate on wrestling, you can do that. He is the English commentator for New Japan Pro Wrestling.
And didn't they call him to commentate? Wasn't it the Mae Young Classic? He commentated recently, and I forgot what it was. So right. I could have been very wrong when I just said that.
No, that's how it is. The 25th anniversary will air live in New York at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. and the Manhattan Center Grand Ballroom, the original home of Raw. Superstars that are confirmed so far, as of right now, are The Undertaker, Kevin Nash, Shawn Michaels, John Cena, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, supposedly, Asuka, Braun Strowman, Alexa Bliss, Samoa Joe, Sheamus, Cesaro, Kane, Kurt Angle, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and Jinder Mahal. Those are all confirmed that will be there. I'm really thinking it's going to be The Rock and Stone Cold. Like, how can The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin not be at the 25th anniversary of Raw? Like, how can they not?
Well, they should be, because they were such a huge part of the Monday Night Wars, which was, you know, Raw versus Nitro. So how can they not be a part of the 25th anniversary?
No, exactly. I mean, the biggest one, I think one of the biggest ones so far that is truly confirmed is Undertaker, because we haven't seen Undertaker since last WrestleMania. And supposedly...
Reigns did a thing.
Yes. Well, you know, I think Undertaker had to have surgery, and, like, who knows if he's coming back. It looks like he retired for good, but who knows. But he will definitely be there, so I'm sure he'll come out. I don't think he'll wrestle, but I don't know. So who do you hope to see there, Angie? Who do you hope to see at this 25th anniversary that we don't know of yet?
I think it would be cool to see Edge.
Oh, my God. The R-rated superstar. Look at you.
Yes, I would love to see Edge come back. Even just him and Christian, five-second poses with kazoos. I mean, how can you not celebrate without kazoos?
No, absolutely. I think that would be badass to have actually Edge and Christian come on, because they're both they're both there. That would be super cool.
They totally reek of awesomeness.
And the Dudley boys would be cool to see as well. Yeah. As the Bella twins come back out, because they haven't been on TV in a while.
That would be cool. What I would really love to see, you said the Dudleys, I think it would be cool. I mean, I doubt we're going to see it, because Woken Matt Hardy and everything, and Jeff Hardy he's still recovering from an injury, but I think it'd be cool to see Edge, Christian, the Dudleys, and the Hardys in the same ring again, just, you know, standing in the ring together.
Do you think if Edge and Christian, the Dudleys, and the Hardy boys were in the same ring, do you think they could even contain themselves to not just go into a TLC match just right then and there? Like, you gotta think, they're in there, everybody's on their feet, the crowd's chanting, like, holy
we
shit.
We want tables.
Yeah. And, like, how could they not? But it's not gonna happen because Jeff is injured.
Injuries and all that. Edge isn't cleared to wrestle.
Yeah, that's true. And he won't wrestle again.
No.
What about John Bradshaw Layfield?
See, I honestly don't know. I mean, I used to be, you know, high on Bradshaw, but, you know, he would probably make an... Again, it's one of those, how can he not? Because he was such a big part of the history, you know, as a commentator right. And as a wrestler. Maybe not, like, as a wrestler, because he was more SmackDown, but still, you know, as the APA, they destroyed teams on Raw.
True.
So, I mean, it's one of those... There are so many different superstars that we could list right now who aren't confirmed. They'd be like, yeah, how can they not be part of it? But, you know, Ric Flair. Let's have some Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. I think even Ricky Steamboat and Sting could perhaps be involved in that as well. Like Trish Stratus might come back.
Or Lita for sure. Lita,
yep. Trish Stratus, maybe Molly Holly.
That would be cool. If we get Edge, we might get Beth.
Oh, that's true. We might get Beth. Beth Phoenix. let's see. So I'm curious to see how it's going to roll out. Like, you know, at big WrestleMania events in the past, they usually have big names, big legends, big superstars come out and kind of intro everything. And then, you know, after 20 minutes or so, they go out and maybe they become like the manager for the night, or the rest of the show will get together, or we'll get back on schedule and we'll have wrestling, which, I mean, for 3 hours of Raw, I mean, you're going to have wrestling for sure, but
I think we've got plenty of time to, you know, play to the nostalgia of 25 years. I also think, and this is like the long shot of long shots, but again, it's like, how can you not? Hulk Hogan.
So, yes, yeah,
long shot. But he was, again, such a huge part of everything. And I mean, do I hope it would happen? You know, I'm a very forgiving person. You know, I would love to see Hulk Hogan back.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because you're kind of, yeah, you're, you never know. But as of still, like, current climates right now and stuff like that, I just don't think he's going to be there.
It would be, the long shot of long shots. Surprise, like, what happened? It would be a shock to everybody, but, you know, do I think it's going to happen? No.
Yo.
I really don't, but...
And other people that come out for Raw that have not been on TV in years but are still involved with the company, like Steve Corino or Scotty Tuhati, they're trainers. They work at the Performance Center, and they're very much a part of Monday Night Raw. But they could also come out. But my question to you, Angie, is, do you think, like, at some point during the night, maybe for like 30 minutes or maybe the last hour, Vince might come out or something like that and say, this last hour is the Attitude Era hour or something like that. And they go into full Attitude Era everything. Like, it's no longer PG. It's hard PG-13.
I think we have a better shot of Hulk Hogan coming out.
Somebody can dream, can't they? Just destroying my dreams.
Okay, Vince will make an appearance. I, you know, that's one of those things that, again, how can he not?
It's his thing.
It's his show. And, you know, I would even say maybe we'll even see Hunter and Steph for sure. You know, again, more people haven't been on, but who are such a huge part of everything. I mean, I would love to see, you know, even J&J Security. I miss those guys. Now I'm just naming people I miss, okay?
Jamie Noble was definitely... Like, he's definitely been there for sure, but he's, you know,
he's more like in the back. And, you know, I really love Jamie and Joey, again, for being J&J Security, because, again, I might be a little biased.
There you go.
A little bit. But, you know... anything is possible. We may even get the gobbledygooker. Not that I want to see it, but Vince is weird.
Vince is weird. I imagine Vince will start the show, and then I hope like Stephanie comes out and just they get into a thing, and then you start hearing people's music like Undertaker, The Rock, Stone Cold, and just hopefully they... Oh, it'd be, how amazing would it be for just, like, everybody to do their finisher on Vince McMahon?
You realize he's not exactly a spring chicken. I mean, I don't think it would kill him or anything, because he's Vince and, you know...
Yeah, for sure.
Not even exploding limos killed him. Sorry. That may have been a little... Sorry, guys. That was bad.
There's a better chance of Benoit making an appearance than the Attitude Era coming back.
Oh, see, I wasn't going to take it that far.
You said the exploding limo, and that's where my mind went, because that's what happened.
I know. I was apologizing for it, because, you know, it's like, oh, wait, I probably shouldn't have said that. And then you went full on. Okay.
I went there.
At least I'm not the bad one in this group now.
No, you're not. But I think it's going to be a fun show. I think it's going to be cool to see what happens. And then from that show, as our next topic we're going to get into right now, the Royal Rumble. I wonder if any of these legends will enter the Royal Rumble, which brings us to Royal Rumble 2018, which is probably my favorite pay-per-view, just because it's always fun and surprising.
I think it's everybody's favorite pay-per-view, honestly. Yeah. Because it's mine. I love it. My second one would be Survivor Series, and it was before... Survivor Series is my favorite before I met Seth. Second favorite. because I love a Survivor Series style match. But yeah, Royal Rumble, by far my favorite.
Royal Rumble is super fun because the Royal Rumble, you know, it's every January. It starts WrestleMania season. And whoever wins the Royal Rumble goes on to the main event at WrestleMania.
For an opportunity.
Correct. So if you're unfamiliar with what the Royal Rumble is, a Royal Rumble match, there's usually 30 or sometimes 31 participants in a single match. They each come out. There was 40 once. So basically you have all these wrestlers coming out in 1 minute to 3 minute intervals. You know, their time.
They tell us like every 90 seconds.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah,
but if you actually time it, don't.
Yeah, correct. So, like, let's say every 90 seconds a new wrestler comes out. Nobody knows who it's going to be. And then their music plays, and there could be surprise entrance people that you haven't seen in years. Like,
you want to see.
Yeah, and they get in the ring, and there could be as many as 30 people wrestling at a single time until one man is left standing. And the way you eliminate your opponents is you have to throw your opponents over the top rope, and both their feet have to land on the ground below. It's always a really fun pay-per-view and a really fun match. So what's cool about this year, finally, I've been saying it for the last several years, and you do this, they will be doing the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match, which I'm so excited for. It's the same as the men's 30 competitors that come out in intervals. So as of right now, as of this podcast, there are 14 announced competitors in the 30 women Royal Rumble match. Those 14 are Naomi, Asuka, Ruby Riott, Natalia, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Paige, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Carmella, Tamina, Lana, Liv Morgan, and Sarah Logan. That's 14 out of the 30, which leaves 16 more competitors, which is insane. There are definitely going to be surprise entrants, and most likely people coming up from NXT for sure.
Oh, definitely.
So my question to you, do you watch NXT, Angie?
Not as much as I used to.
Okay. Well, female...
Sorry.
No worries. Well, female-wise, who I think is going to be called up at least into the Royal Rumble, is definitely Ember Moon.
Yes.
She's the current
and
NXT champion.
Maybe even Kairi Sane.
Yes.
I did watch Kairi Sane. Young Classic.
Yes, Kairi Sane, definitely. And Ember Moon. Ember Moon, we got to give her a shout-out because she is Texas-born, Dallas-raised.
Dallas girl.
Yeah, NXT Women's Champion currently. Also, I think, beside those two, I think Nikki Cross and Peyton Royce, and perhaps, which I hope would be awesome, Rachel Ellering would be entering the Royal Rumble as well, women's side. So that's NXT Breen brought up. So that brings it up for a little bit. But then, surprise entrance. Angie, who do you want to see from our past come to the women's Royal Rumble match this year?
Women I would love to see. Okay. I think it'd be, not that I want to see her, but, okay, I was going to say Nikki Bella. That'd be a nice entrance to come back. But she's not really, like, the nostalgia that I think it would be freaking wicked to see Lita back. I would lose my mind.
Well, so Lita's been, like, commentating before. She's been on some of the other WWE shows. So it makes sense for Lita to come back because she was her and somebody else who I think is if you get Lita, you have to get Trish Stratus. Those two were really pioneers in the women's championship wrestling.
Women's division.
So I think if you're getting Lita and you're getting Trish, and I think that's very, very likely that we'll hear their music. Do I think they'll win? Absolutely not. But I think they will come back for that. And if not, they might sign contracts for a little while, maybe have an event at WrestleMania between the two or four other people. I also think it'd be cool to see like Molly Holly return back, which would be super, super cool. Or Ivory or...
Oh, yeah.
Or Beth Phoenix, as you said earlier, Edge's wife.
Beth would destroy. Oh, I would love to see like Beth and Nia go at it.
Oh, that would be badass.
Ooh. Can we make that happen, WWE?
Nia Jax, Beth Phoenix.
Let's see this. Go Glamazon.
in an Iron Woman match for sure. That would be super cool.
Oh my gosh.
Who are we leaving out as far as people who haven't?
I would bet that you're probably going to have Dana Brooke. You're probably going to have Tamina.
Yeah.
Did she already say she was going to be in it, though?
Yeah, Tamina's already in it. Yes, Tamina's already in there.
Mickie James.
Mickie James has not been announced yet, so that could very well be somebody that could come out. I'm willing to bet she would.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else. That's a lot. I mean, it doesn't look like, what's her name? The Irish woman.
Becky
Lynch. Becky Lynch hasn't been... The Irish woman, Becky Lynch? Why did you not know her name?
The Irish woman.
The Irish woman.
Did you forget her name?
I did forget her name. Shit.
You're like, I was picturing her in my mind. It's not my fault that doesn't translate to recording.
He doesn't.
It doesn't translate. Becky. This is like my personal pipe dream, but it goes back to the Mae Young classic. And of course, I forget her name, but the Queen of Spades, she's the one who was in the finals with Kairi Sane.
Oh, yeah.
The one of the UFC four horsewomen.
That would be cool. That would be super cool.
Was it Shayna?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and you know she's probably gonna find me and beat me up because I can't remember her name.
Shayna Baszler.
I would love to see her, but she, you know, I fell in love with her, even though I forgot her name during the Mae Young Classic.
Just like Becky Lynch, it happens.
Yeah, it was like she was my pick to win, and she was just so dominant, and I loved her style, and I loved her attitude, and I think she would destroy things in the Women's Royal Rumble.
Okay, so there's been rumors of a certain female athlete that has never really wrestled in a WWE ring before. Who might turn up at the Royal Rumble to start her WWE career for real. I'm talking about? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Did she happen to, happen to be in a WWE ring, but not actually, wrestle in that ring at a WrestleMania where my guy happened to win a title?
Yes. Yes. We are talking about...
Of course, I don't know who you're talking about at all.
No, she does not. For those of you who really don't know who we're talking about, that's Ronda Rousey, the UFC, former UFC champ. After Ronda Rousey's last two losses, she's kind of, I think, retired basically from the UFC arena. And there's been heavy, heavy, heavy rumors. And she has been noted and confirmed to be training at the WWE Performance Center. It would make sense for her to debut at the Royal Rumble
as a surprise entrant.
And like to go in with the Monday Night Raw 25th anniversary, if The Rock comes out and Ronda Rousey comes out, maybe they can do a segment and with Triple H and Stephanie and she could enter the Royal Rumble. I don't know. Do you think Stephanie? What about Stephanie McMahon entering the Royal Rumble?
I don't think that would happen. Again, I think we have a better shot of Hulk Hogan coming out than Stephanie entering the Royal Rumble. She has no need for a match at WrestleMania or a title. She is already, you know, the queen of WWE.
But Vince won a Royal Rumble. Triple H won a recent Royal Rumble. Like,
yes, but they all had a reason to. You know, Vince wanted to, you know, screw over Austin. Triple H wanted to screw over Roman. It's, yeah. You know, there's nobody Stephanie wants to screw over, so it makes no sense for her to enter.
That, I guess you have a point there. You have a point there, but... Yeah, I can. Do you think Stephanie would interfere in this match? Because I'm trying to think of who she hates.
Yeah. There is no reason.
So
she's got no horse in this fight. She's, you know, other than it making history, and that's what I believe Stephanie is more interested in, is putting women's wrestling more on the map versus, I mean, she's got, you know, no personal investment in it. You know, there's no body that she's feuding with or fighting with. So, no, I don't think she's going to get involved. Okay. There's no reason for her to.
All right. So, and I take it like, what's her name? Charlotte Flair will not be in it because she is the title holder.
Mm-mm. No. So, like, the title holders, they're not in it. So, what's up in the air on that is Asuka beat Alexa.
Asuka's undefeated, basically, so...
Yeah, and she tapped out the... I happen to have an Alexa, sorry. Don't say that name too loudly.
We can't say Alexa because Alexa, Amazon. Yeah, Alexa Bliss.
The current Raw Women's Champion was tapped out.
Right.
By Asuka. And so that puts Asuka as a number one contender. Now, will they have a title match before the Royal Rumble?
Maybe.
There's enough time for it. It's possible. So will Bliss be champion at the Royal Rumble? That's up in the air.
That is up in the air. And we don't know because there's five matches confirmed right now for the Royal Rumble. None of them involve women except for the women's Royal Rumble match. So I'm imagining that there will be a women's title shot, or just like a, you know, there'll be a title versus title match. I don't know, just for fun.
I honestly don't know. I think the women's champions, I mean, they've still got enough time to do something with them, but right now Asuka is confirmed in the women's match. And she's at, you know, I'm not even going to lie, she's my pick. If she's still in it, she's my pick. And, but if she's champion, I think Alexa would take that place.
Yeah. No, for sure. It'll be interesting to see where they go with this. And then remember, Carmella still has Money in the Bank. She can cash in at any time, just like your boy Seth Rollins did at WrestleMania at the very end.
That was a beautiful match.
He didn't earn that shit.
Yeah, he did. He ran down with that. He sprinted down like he was stealing something, and then he cashed it in, and then the Beast was speared. So you only have Roman to blame because he speared the Beast, and then we got one of the most beautiful curb stomps known to man. And, you know, it was actually one of the last ones, if you think about it.
Yeah, true. No, that really was one of the last ones.
It really was one of the last ones. By the way, confirmed, we asked Seth, it's not coming back. He's like, no, it's not coming back, because we asked.
No, there you go. you hear it here. It's not coming back.
And the spinning knee doesn't have a name yet. But it's still his current move right now. It's the spinning knee. That's what we're going with right now. It doesn't have a name. Again, we asked.
That's funny. All right, so that's the women's Royal Rumble match. We hope that some of these surprise entrance will come true. But let's move on to the men's. The men's Royal Rumble match only has 6 out of the 30 competitors named.
This one's really up in the air.
Yeah, so listed out in the matches already, you have Brock Lesnar, the current champ, is going to have a triple threat with Braun Strowman and Kane.
So those two aren't going to be in the Royal Rumble.
Correct. and then you have AJ Styles, who's a current champ as well, versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in a handicap match.
Which I think, you know, I am not happy with Daniel Bryan right now.
Yeah.
You know, it was all fun and games until he put AJ, you know, until AJ.
Yeah, it's really weird. And seriously, this handicap match is for the WWE Championship. It's super weird. So
super weird.
So we don't know. It doesn't seem like they will be in the Royal Rumble, but Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn could show up in the Royal Rumble depending on when they do this match. Like, if they
That's
do this
true.
At the beginning of the show, they can come out possibly at the end. And then at Royal Rumble, there is going to be the tournament, the final tournament section for the United States Championship, which as of now, you have Jinder Mahal versus Xavier Woods, and Bobby Roode will fight the winner of Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley at the next SmackDown. So between those four, the Royal Rumble will have the final two who win those matches. So, I mean, it could be Jinder Mahal, or it could be Xavier Woods, or it could be Bobby Roode, or either Ryder or Mojo. So
I think there's also a good chance that all of those guys could still be in the Rumble.
Correct, because, okay, so announced for the men's Royal Rumble match so far, you have Elias, Randy Orton, Shinsuke Nakamura, John Cena, Finn Balor, and Baron Corbin. I would imagine Ty Dillinger is going to be in there. You're going to have the New Day in there at some point. I mean, and then the list really, I mean,
it's really
it gets kind of crazy. So let's talk about NXT. I'm hoping Johnny Gargano, Chris Hero, otherwise known as Cassius Ohno, Fat Chris Hero, who I love, Drew McIntyre, Aleister Black, Adam Cole, and Tommaso Ciampa. Hopefully they get a chance to come up to the Royal Rumble. Not all of them will, but I imagine one or two will definitely come back for that.
Yeah, well, the Royal Rumble is kind of who of NXT is going to come up. And, I mean, it was really, really cool when Ty Dillinger came out
right at
10. I mean, it's appropriate. I think, you know, if he doesn't come out at 10 again this year, I'm going to feel personally insulted.
Right, right. And let's say, what about the Usos? What about Rusev and Aiden English?
Oh, definitely. Got to have Rusev Day in the Rumble.
Better than Rusev Day.
Happy Rusev Day, everybody. Just saying.
And what about cruiserweights? What about Kalisto? What about Neville? What about...
Oh, I want Neville to come back. I miss my king of the cruiserweights.
Yeah. What about Enzo Amore or Gentleman Jack Gallagher or Drew Gulak?
I think Enzo Amore needs to go hide under a rock somewhere. I am very with Corey Graves on this whole situation with Enzo.
Well, in legit real life, he's not allowed to be in the locker room. Nobody likes him. He's still changing out in the hallways. He literally is. He is.
I don't doubt it. He's annoying.
So what about other people? Samoa Joe? Rhino? The Miz?
Oh, he is awesome. Yes. And he's coming back.
He is awesome. Yes, he is awesome.
He is coming back next week. He is the most must-see superstar. He's awesome.
What if The Miz gave up his Intercontinental title to win the Royal Rumble and get another heavyweight or Universal title shot?
Well, then...
I'm in. I'm so in. That would be so amazing.
Yes. There's only one word to describe that, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to go somewhere else, huh?
and it would be awesome to see Big Show and Big Cass back at it, but they're both out on injury.
No, they're both injured.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got no Giants. Oh, we got no Giants in this room. We're going to see the Great Khali.
Oh, no, no, no!
He's the only giant left.
No,
he's the only giant left.
Fuck no. Fuck you. No. No, Great Khali. That TV will be turned off if that happens.
I don't want it to happen any more than you guys do. Mark Henry.
So I thought Mark Henry retired, but I mean, if he has to come out, okay. But no, I don't want it to. I don't want that to happen.
Either. I'm just trying to think of big guys who usually show up in the Royal Rumble who are like, hey, it's the Royal Rumble. Who are we going to see? Well, because we know we're going to see big guys. Who are the big guys?
Undertaker.
Undertaker has to do it.
Undertaker has to do it. Because this, I mean, Kane's already in the main event.
Yeah, we're not going to get Kane. We're not going to get Braun. We're not going to get Brock. Those are our three biggest guys right now, you know, because our two other giants are on the shelf somewhere.
And Undertaker is coming back. What if Undertaker comes in and The Miz eliminates him? Oh, my God.
I think there's not a thing The Miz could do to get cheered at that point.
Do you think Kurt Hawkins or Curtis Axel or Bo Dallas eliminating? No, it won't happen.
That would never happen.
Yeah.
Not in a million years.
I have no idea what to think of this. Samoa Joe is a big guy, and yeah, I can see Samoa Joe dominating.
Elias, he's not a small guy, but he's not a giant.
What do you think Triple H will put himself or Daniel Bryan? It's not going to happen, but. What about...
Unless there's a miracle.
What about Shane? Shane putting himself in the Rumble?
You know, I could see it of Shane, but I don't think we're going to see it. I mean, I could see Shane,
because I'm willing to bet, since it's a 2-on-1 handicap match between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, I'm willing to bet that Shane comes out and helps.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to get involved.
The phenomenal one, yeah.
Daniel Bryan's going to get involved. And I swear, if that little vegan goat man costs AJ the title, I'm going to go up to Washington, and I don't know if I can be held responsible and keep talking, because then it would be premeditated. So I'm just going to stop.
So another person who will definitely be in the Rumble who doesn't have a match yet is the big dog. You know, Roman Reigns. And he's won the Royal Rumble the last 2 years in a row.
Well, no, he didn't win last year.
Oh, that's right. He came in at number 30, yeah.
Which collectively, I have never heard an arena. Well, no, I lied. I was at WrestleMania 32 where 100,000 of us booed Roman Reigns in unison. When he came out at number 30, I swear somebody was about to die. It was bad.
No, true. Yeah, everybody thought
it
that.
Was bad.
He will not win this one. Like, there's no way, because people will be so pissed if he does. It needs... Right. I mean, it depends. Like, you have Brock Lesnar and you have AJ Styles.
They're not going to be in the world. Finn Balor, he's in the match. You know, Seth hasn't said he's not going to be in the match either. We could see Seth and Jason Jordan. I mean, we don't know what the tag titles are doing yet.
Right. Because there's no tag team title champ.
Not yet. Yeah, So all these different tag teams, they've got opportunity to be in the Rumble as well.
Man, this pay-per-view is going to be like 8 hours long.
Right. Well, you know, the big four are now 4 hours long, so...
Well, they're longer than that, but then you have two Royal Rumble matches, which... That's easily 3 hours of your time right there. And then you have one, two, three, at least three different other matches that are championship matches, which probably go between 20 and 30 minutes.
It's like, unless we throw them on the pre-show, we've got nowhere for the other titles.
Yeah, you know? So that would have to be tag teams or cruiserweight. I don't know what they have planned, but it would be cool to see Undertaker come back.
Everybody would lose their freaking minds, except me, because I'm probably going to get stoned to death for this. I love The Undertaker. I do. But I don't want to see him get hurt anymore.
Well, you won't be stoned to death saying that. No, he shouldn't win anything, but I would like to see him in it again.
I don't want him to be hurt anymore, so I don't want him in the Royal Rumble. You know, it's like,
well, with a Royal Rumble match, you won't really get hurt a lot because there's so many people in the ring. It's more just like hitting and resting and then being thrown over.
True.
So
true, but it's that whole getting thrown over the ring or over the rope thing. I'm just not about seeing the Undertaker get thrown anymore.
Yeah, me neither. But The Rock won't do it because he's got movies, and then Stone Cold says he won't wrestle anymore,
and Shawn doesn't wrestle anymore.
Shawn Michaels doesn't wrestle.
Go back to the 25th anniversary, Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we can go back to the Royal Rumble. Sorry.
Yo, he'll be there. He'll be there. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of who, because we've already had Dudley Boyz. I mean, we could see technically Christian, but where there will be no Edge.
No.
I'm just trying to think of who's in, like, TNA or ROH.
Okay, you want to know who I would love to see as a surprise, but it's, like, such a far, 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 far out. Yeah. I would love to see Ricochet, or also known as Prince Puma.
Oh, dude. So,
I would lose...
I've seen Ricochet wrestle, and yes, he is definitely on his way to WWE. I don't know if the El Rey Network.
I don't know if he's able to go yet due to contract stuff. I honestly don't know, but that would be like my ultimate like pipe dream entrant to the Royal Rumble is him, because I have three favorite wrestlers: Seth, AJ, and Ricochet, or Prince Puma. And
yeah, Ricochet is insanely good.
Yeah, well, when he was in Lucha Underground, he was Prince Puma.
Yeah.
But his Instagram handle is King Ricochet. He was Ricochet in the Indies. That's, you know.
So if Ricochet debuts at the Royal Rumble, everybody's going to go crazy. But people who don't know him will not see his true talent in a Royal Rumble.
That's very true. They wouldn't.
Because Ricochet is like a main eventer, but also a cruiserweight. Like, he is like a big, tall dude, but can flip with the best of them.
If we thought Neville was the man gravity forgot, then this is the man that gravity never even thought of.
Yeah, seriously. And if you want to look at Ricochet, I suggest going on YouTube or Dailymotion and looking up Ricochet versus Will Ospreay matches. Ooh. And you will see the craziness that is Ricochet and Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay will never come to WWE because... No. It'll never happen. You'll see why, but it just won't happen. It's not rated R for him, but Ricochet could definitely do it. And I think it will happen. But Ricochet would be insane.
He is really good friends with a lot of the guys who are currently in WWE. Like, on his Instagram, you see him in pictures of Apollo Crews all the time, you know? And he is one of the best workers. Just to watch him, it's like an orgasm for your eyes, okay?
It is.
He's just that amazing. some of my favorite matches, like, again, YouTube, Prince Puma or King Ricochet, and you won't see a bad match. My favorite one from Lucha Underground was... him was Prince Puma versus Rey Mysterio Jr. That was insane. But he's also got a match with AJ Styles floating around on YouTube. Right. And that one, there's no bad match that this man is in.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I would love to see Ricochet. And he definitely has a possibility of being there. Unlike, you will not see Kenny Omega. You will not see Takahashi. You will not see Naito. You will not see... Well, maybe you'd see Zack Sabre Jr., but I doubt it. I just don't think that. But the one person who I want to be in it, one person who's been in the Indies, who I've seen many times before, one person who could be and will be and hope to be the champion of all champions, is Keith Lee. Keith Lee is one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen. This guy is about 350 pounds, but it flies like a cruiserweight, flies like Ricochet, flies like a cruiserweight. It's insane. This is like a three. This is like if Braun Strowman basically did backflips off the top rope. This is Keith Lee, and he does do that. So if Keith Lee comes to comes to WWE, I think, oh my God, I hope that's it. I so hope that's it, because that would be super cool.
But another one who would probably never come back, but who I miss terribly, Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes not coming back to WWE.
I just, like, no time. Like, again, we have a better chance of seeing CM Punk back.
Seriously, you do have a better chance of CM Punk than he returning.
But I miss Cody. Oh, I miss Cody.
Yeah, so Cody Rhodes, formerly known as Stardust, he's doing super well, and he's actually getting his own, like, pay-per-view type of thing together, and he's trying to recruit Daniel Bryan. He's trying to, you know, the Young Bucks, you know, he's trying to get everybody for it. So that would be super cool. I mean, it would be awesome to see Young Bucks come out, but it ain't going to happen.
Ooh, they are doing too well without WWE. There's no way. So, like, WWE would have to, like, sweeten the pot in a way that is, I don't think they're willing to do in order to get the Young Bucks, because the Young Bucks are killing it by themselves.
Yes, Young Bucks are killing by themselves, as is the previous people we mentioned. They don't need WWE.
Yeah, they have shown that you don't have to be part of the big WWE in order to make it insanely well.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, and that makes me sound like I'm not anti-WWE. That's where my heart is, guys. But I am really proud of these other guys doing what they're doing to put eyes elsewhere, you know, to showcase other talents that you wouldn't see in the WWE, because the WWE is very specific in their style and what they want their people to do. While the independents, where these guys are just killing it, you will see different things, different styles, different moves, different characters, different, just amazing what these guys can do away from the restrictions that WWE has. And, you know, I mean, WWE has these restrictions for a specific reason. I mean, they've got, you know, shareholders and sponsors and, you know, all these other things that they have to, you know, keep happy. So, you know, while the independents don't really have all that, so they can do more, they have more freedom, but it's good that they are getting eyes on all these other guys who deserve to have eyes on them.
Right.
Sorry, off my soapbox.
No, I totally agree with that. So yeah, I think that is our Royal Rumble coverage, or at least predictions for now. We'll see in the coming weeks as this is going to be true or any of this. And I guess the last thing we have to bring up, Dolph Ziggler.
Ooh.
He quit, or supposedly he just left. And do you think he'll come back as somebody? Do you think he'll take several months off and come back later?
He's going to go ahead and take some time off and just rest.
Okay.
Because, or, you know, just reinvent himself, re-energize himself, because I love Dolph Ziggler to death.
Me too.
Nobody sells like he does. Like, he ragdolls in a way that is just beautiful. Yeah. I don't know. I like it. Is it bad that I like it when Dolph Ziggler gets hit? He's just so amazing when he gets hit. But no, he's got other talents too, guys.
No, for sure.
He is by far one of the best workers. I mean, but his character, I mean, his personality, it's been stale for a while. I mean, I did dig the whole, you know, mocking everybody. I just thought it was hilarious, but I don't take things as seriously as most people do. You know, I like being entertained, and while it was stupid, it entertained me. And then the whole no entrance that he did, I love that. I did. I miss Dolph, but I think he will do very well with the time off.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think he'll come back for Royal Rumble, but maybe a WrestleMania thing. I don't know, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what they do. Yeah, and I think that's our podcast for today. I think I want to say thank you to Angie for joining me on this podcast, talking about Monday Night Raw 25th anniversary and Royal Rumble matches and your own personal hangout with workout Seth. With Seth.
And Rollins.
And where can our listeners find you online?
I am on Facebook and Instagram. If you do at Angie Faye, and that's A-N-G-I, there's no E there, F-A-E, again, A-N-G-I, F as in Frank, A-E, you'll find me. Also, if you search Angie Sanders, that's me too. The picture on my Facebook is me working out with Seth Rollins. He's in the background doing a muscle up. It's awesome. and then my Instagram picture is me. I'm all conquering a barbell. I've got my foot on it, arms crossed. I'm smiling. Barbells are nothing to me. So
hey, look at that.
Yeah.
And we hope to have you on in the coming weeks to discuss the road to WrestleMania and Royal Rumble.
Oh, definitely. I'm having a blast here. It's talking one of my favorite things in the whole wide world.
Hell yes. Wrestling is everything is wrestling. Find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We are under the Multimedia Men banner. You can search Boomstick Comics, Multimedia Men. We'll come up, subscribe, and rate
us.
Or just tell us that you hate us or you love us or, you know.
Don't tell me that you hate me. You'll make me cry.
Don't
make me cry.
Because she's awesome. Yes, thank you for listening. Wrestling is everything is wrestling. And go Seth Rollins.
Woohoo! Sethy.